Harper Audio presents Temptation and Surrender by Stephanie Lawrence. Performed by Rosalind Landor. Copyright 2009 by Savdek Management Proprietary Limited. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Chapter 1. Collerton, Devon, October 1825. I feel like tearing my hair out. Not that that would do any good. The dark hair in question fell in elegantly unruly locks about Jonas Tallant's handsome head. His brown eyes filled with disgusted irritation. He slumped back in the armchair behind the desk in the library of the Grange, the paternal home he would eventually inherit, a fact that accounted in multiple ways for his current, sorely frustrated state. At ease in the chair facing the desk, Lucifer Sinster, Jonas's brother-in-law, smiled in wry commiseration. Without intending to add to the burden weighing so heavily upon you, I feel I should mention that expectations are only rising with the passage of time. Jonas humphed. Hardly surprising. Jug's demise, while being no loss whatsoever, has raised the spectre of something better at the Red Bells. When Edgar found the old sot dead in a puddle of ale, I swear the entire village heaved a sigh of relief, and then immediately fell to speculating on what might be, if the Red Bells had a competent innkeeper. Juggs had been the innkeeper of the Red Bells for nearly a decade. He'd been found dead by the barman, Edgar Hills, 2 months ago. Jonas settled deeper into his chair.